You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to an Altoona High School student who recently performed at a national poetry competition.
First, the state's legislature's budget committee met yesterday and made some key decisions. One of those was adopting a plan to allow sexual predators to be placed closer to schools and daycare centers than currently allowed, as long as they live in their home counties.
Patrick Marley joins us now. He's a state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Patrick, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about this plan for sexual crime offenders and where they can live. First of all, why are lawmakers tackling this issue and wanting to change the way things currently work?
So what they're trying to deal with is this set of people in the Chapter 980 program. These are the worst sexual offenders who have been civilly committed. They're defined as predators, and it's very difficult to place them back when they are scheduled to be released, because there are so many local and state rules about how close they can be to schools, how close they can be to parks and daycare centers and things like that. And Representative Mark Bourne, who introduced this proposal, is particularly concerned that when judges are unable to find someplace for the offender in their home county, they start looking in other counties and placing them elsewhere. So he is shifting the responsibility for placing these people to local officials and putting a requirement in place that they have to come back to their home county. They cannot be shipped to another county. And to give the local officials more flexibility, they would the state law says you have to be 1,500 feet from a school or daycare center, church, playground. They would remove that. The local officials would determine the best placement, and then a judge would have to sign off on it.
Right, and I think people might hear that, removing that restriction from being near schools or daycares and things like that, and be a little worried, but that doesn't necessarily mean that these offenders are going to end up living next to schools and daycares.
Right. The supporters of this say, you know, local officials know their community is the best. They're not going to want to put anybody in harm's way, so they're not going to put a child in a or put an offender next to a place where children gather. But they say they give an example of perhaps housing that's next to or near a police station that's maybe 1,200 feet from a school. They say a local community could determine that's a safe place to put somebody because, you know, the police are going to have extra eyes on them. They're right there. And so they say that they need more flexibility for these kinds of placements.
Have we seen lobbying or reaction from local governments who would be affected by this?
Not much. I mean, this came up with, little notice. It wasn't scheduled to be part of the agenda, and it got dropped into the Finance Committee, as things often happen with the Budget Committee. So we haven't seen a lot of reaction. Representative Bourne says that he did work with the Wisconsin Counties Association and other local officials to draft this. So they believe they've got the buy-in there from local officials. But we haven't heard from the community at large about this.
And this isn't a dollars and cents kind of item. Why is it in the budget?
Well, you know, there's always these arguments about putting policy in the budget and that it shouldn't happen. And I'd say both sides are hit or miss as to when they adhere to that point of view. If it's policy they like, they seem to be okay with putting it in the budget. If it's policy they dislike, then they make this argument that it shouldn't be in the budget. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau, which is the nonpartisan office for the legislature, says this is not a budget item. It would not fit their definition of something that would belong in a budget. The supporters of it say, look, when these offenders are sometimes kept for months or years longer than they're supposed to be kept because they cannot find a placement for them. Obviously, that's very expensive housing for them, whether it's the Sand Ridge Treatment Center. And so they say there is a cost to this. One issue that swirls around this whole issue is concern from lawmakers that if they cannot find housing for people, that a court is going to come in and say that our system for dealing with these types of very serious offenders is unconstitutional and that people start getting released with no supervision whatsoever.
Talking to Patrick Marley from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at some of the latest action from the state's Legislative Budget Committee. And let's move on to another item there, reversing some cuts to elections-related jobs that Governor Walker had wanted in his budget proposal. What happened there?
So All the states got a lot of money. We got about $50 million in the early 2000s with the passage of the Help America Vote Act. This was in response to the Florida mess after the 2000 election. And the state here has been using that to support some of its election professionals. That money's running out. The state has to figure out how to fund them. There's about 22 positions that are paid with this federal money that we're losing. And Governor Walker wanted to fill 16 of those jobs with state taxpayer money, cutting six of them. The Finance Committee decided that we'd fund 21 of them. So the Elections Agency will lose one job, basically replacing state taxpayer money with federal taxpayer money.
And what kind of things do people do in these jobs? They help local governments, local clerks run the elections?
That's correct. They are the sort of state elections in Wisconsin are run at the local level, but we have the state agency, and it assists them. It runs a statewide voter registration database. It keeps clerks informed about frequently changing election laws, and you know, the last decade we've changed a lot of election laws, and it's the agency that determines who gets on the ballot and when. And you know, they did warn legislators who are obviously very interested in getting on ballots that that process would take longer if they cut all these jobs.
Another item that came up, the governor's plan for a facility for children experiencing mental health crisis. What do we know about that?
So the governor has really said that he's been trying to put an emphasis in this budget on mental health issues, and that goes across from these kinds of proposals to even into state corrections. So we're going to see a lot of stuff like this where he's trying to find money to address mental health concerns.
Big picture, where are we on the state budget now?
You know, we're really not moving terribly fast. This is typical in state budgets that the budget committee starts meeting and they kind of chip away at the easiest issues that we have and then work up to the really substantive things. We have, you know, transportation we know is a thing that is tying up Republicans who control the legislature. They can't come to an agreement there. There's some debate about some of the tax cuts the governor has proposed and whether to go along with them. All those things are being hashed out behind closed doors, and we're not seeing a lot of progress publicly on them. So in the meantime, they're working on these things like the Elections Board or Elections Commission, it's called here. It won't be probably for another couple of weeks that we see bigger issues being taken up, though the University of Wisconsin system is to be taken up next Tuesday. That's one key issue where, you know, the governor has recommended a 5% cut in tuition. Republican lawmakers have been skeptical of that. If they really do take it up Tuesday, we'll find out where they stand on that.
As we wrap up, Patrick, I want to step away from the budget for a moment. News broke this afternoon. Apparently, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is getting appointed to an assistant secretary job in the Department of Homeland Security. There had been a buzz about him getting some kind of job. People talked about the top job at Homeland Security. FBI had things like that. What do we know about him leaving Milwaukee for the Capitol?
Well, yeah, this has been long rumored that he'd get some kind of job with the Trump administration. He's been a guy who has really stuck with Trump through thick and thin. Obviously, the president's been very controversial or been in the midst of a lot of controversy lately. Clark has been right there on his side. The one advantage for this job is that Clark would not need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. You know, he's had some very serious things happen in the Milwaukee County Jail, including the death of a man who had his water turned off for days and died of dehydration. That would have been probably some very intense scrutiny from the U.S. Senate. He will avoid that by taking this other job.
Patrick, thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That's Patrick Marley, state capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joining us for an update on the latest action from the state legislature's budget committee.